Hello, welcome to the Sacred Word Audiobook Podcast. This is Myra. Today's Sunday, September the 4th, 2011, Labor Day weekend. And I've had some extra time this weekend to contemplate, to pray, to be in the presence of God. And for some reason, I came across this reading, which I wanted to share with you because I was doing some exercise and it seemed as if it was only just the body and the mind and there was no spirit involved, and I felt something was missing. And then I came across this scripture that I'm going to share with you. And once the spirit became apparent, then I felt complete. So this is taken from the book of the prophet Ezekiel, chapter 37. I felt the powerful presence of the Lord. His spirit took me and set me down in a valley where the ground was covered with dry bones. He led me all around the valley, and I could see that there were very many bones and that they were very dry. He said to me, "Mortal man, can these bones come back to life?" And I replied, "Lord, only you can answer that." He said, "Tell these dry bones to listen to the word of the Lord. Tell them that I, the Lord, am saying to them, I am going to put breath into you and bring you back to life. I will give you sinews and muscles and cover you with skin. I will put breath into you and bring you back to life. Then you will know that I am the Lord." You know, I've read that many, many times since coming to know the Lord personally, more intimately. And one day God saved me, and it felt like this passage that I just described. I was unaware that I was living my life only in my body and my mind, and that one day I would perish, never to be seen or heard from again, and just be some dry bones. Without his breath, I have no breath. Without his spirit, I have no spirit. Without his life, I have no life. In his kindness, he has breathed into me his breath, his spirit, his life, and has given me the gift of eternal life with him forever. I bless his holy name and am forever grateful. May God bless you, and may he breathe into your life today and return your life to the fullness of the gift of life. Amen.